The Communication of a Moment's Impression by Annika Blair. A small group of artists and their approach to art revolutionized the art world. This group of individuals were later named the Impressionists after the divergent art they presented in their own exhibition. In the eyes of the Art Academy in France, these artists were unlikely people to start an art movement. The artists' work hadn't had a positive reaction from the Academy or the art critics. Although, would Impressionism be in the history books if it wasn't mocked at first? New, revolutionary, and often controversial ideas are often scorned before they are accepted, especially if it goes against the normal of that time. Impressionism was the outcome of artists who were influenced by the controversial paintings of the previous art movement, Realism, and focused on capturing and communicating evanescent moments in a still image. The Impressionists got a lot of their ideas from the Realist painters, and especially from the leader of the Realists, Gustave Courbet. Courbet's personal view on art was to paint the scene and not paint anything he couldn't see. He'd paint what was real, and wouldn't advertise a false reality in his paintings. Even while doing the same subject as another artist, Courbet would keep his painting accurate and would compose them in a way to give the viewer the same experience that his subjects would see. He would show the good and the bad in his art, while other painters might engineer facts in their paintings and paint things that weren't historically accurate. Moreover, the Realists painted massive paintings of peasants, which was a great controversy in the art world at that time. Paintings of that scale were to be reserved for historical or biblical themes. Not only did the Realists paint huge pictures of peasants, they painted working peasants, which was even more controversial as it touched on the politics at the time. By doing this, they paved the way for new ideas to be done in the art world, just as the following art movement, Impressionism, did. The start of Impressionism can be dated back to the 1860s. Two of the future members of the movement, Claude Monet and Camille Pissarro, happened to meet the art dealer Paul Durand Ruel while they were in London, all avoiding the Franco-Prussian War. Durand Ruel set them both up with enough finances to live on so they could keep creating art, as both of the artists were not doing well financially. The support of the art dealer provided them a way to be able to set up the exhibition in 1874 with their fellow peers from art school. It was the art critic Louis Leroy to first use the word impression in his critical review of the Impressionists' first gallery showing together. Little did he know the name would stick and become the term millions of people would know as one of the most famous art movements in history. Similar to a lot of revolutionary art movements, Impressionism was not well received at first. The group of artists, Claude Monet, Edgar Degas, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, Camille Pissarro, and Bert Morisot, rejected the idea that art of importance could only be shown in the salon run by the Academy, and that the art was chosen by a jury for the salon. The Academy stated that only paintings of history or biblical stories were great paintings. Both the Realists and the Impressionists questioned, challenged, and tested that statement. Impressionism was, in a way, a revolt against traditional academic art. Fueled by their anger at the Salon for rejecting their work, their exhibit was a way to stand up to the Academy and have a way for themselves to show their work. This defiance to the Academy risked their artists' careers and artist status, as the Salon had great influence over the success or unsuccessfulness of an artist. They also risked their incomes by doing their own exhibit. By creating their own exhibit, this small group of artists had a huge impact on the art world. Critics came to view their exhibit and thought the works were as absurd because the paintings looked like an impression that the artist would capture and then come back to repaint at a later date. Just like a sketch that an artist would draw in the moment and then revisit later to tonally finish as a drawing or painting in the studio. Monet's Impression Sunrise was compared to wallpaper, and Pissarro's Hoarfrost was compared to paint scraped off a dirty palette. In comparison to the realistic renderings of the previous art movements, the Impressionist paintings do look more unfinished and unrefined. However, the aim was to capture the impression of the moment, and doesn't mean the paintings are any less important in the message they deliver to their audience. In the Impressionist painting, the paint on the canvas speaks more towards the light and atmosphere than it does towards the objects in the painting. These artists weren't just creating art, they were capturing moments that their viewers could visit by looking at their art. They did this by manipulating the emphasis that light had in the painting. These are paintings to be experienced, not just looked at. The goal of the Impressionists was to paint the effects of light, and because of that, their style was especially painterly. They aimed to create paintings that reflected how they saw the world. They did this by emphasizing the use of light and using color to show this emphasis. The subject in the painting is the light making an impression on the senses at different moments in time. Monet would make paintings in the same spot at different times of day or in different seasons to explore the specific light that is within each season and moment in time. The most famous of these sets of paintings is his Haystack series. However, this technique can be noted in many of his other paintings, such as his Gare Saint-Lazare series.